Well, hey there. Are you looking to listen to a couple of fellas talking about stuff? Well, you're in luck, because that's what Mac and T are here for. If and you want more from these fine folks, go ahead and find them on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Twitch. The handle is Off All Day Podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
What's your specialty or what's your favorite thing to bake? Like if you were going to go bake something tomorrow, what would you do if you had all the ingredients you needed?
Probably like a basic ass cake. Not going to lie. Are we talking?
I'm not going to lie. That's kind of boring.
Yeah. Like are we talking like a dessert or are we talking like,
it doesn't matter. Anything. You've got an endless kitchen. You have supplies for anything you could possibly want to bake?
Let's see. Probably either a cheesy chicken casserole or lasagna. Yeah, those are probably my go-tos, honestly.
I love a good lasagna.
Same. That's my favorite food, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I usually make like one or two lasagnas a year. And I usually make them from scratch. And it's a whole... It's like an all day project for me. I guess like every once in, sometimes I will be in the mood to bake, I guess, now that I think about it. Usually it's a lasagna. I'll be like, you know what, it's been a while since I've made a lasagna. I think I'm gonna go to the store and just get everything, and then I'm just gonna go bake a freaking big lasagna.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes for me too.
And largely the main reason I learned how to make a lasagna was because I couldn't get anyone to make me a lasagna. Like Liz doesn't like making lasagnas. My mom bakes a lot, but she doesn't generally like to make lasagna. Like, I don't know if I really enjoy the process of making the lasagna so much as I just love eating the food.
Right.
Like, the baking is kind of a necessary evil.
Usually, I mean, I would say, yeah, probably same like I do with lasagna every few months, but typically for my birthday, I have my mom make me lasagna. So, like, what all do you put in your lasagna?
Ground beef, Italian sausage, ricotta cheese, crushed tomatoes, diced tomatoes, tomato paste, tomato sauce, Parmesan cheese and mozzarella cheese. And then of course, and like a variety of seasonings, like the garlic, Italian seasoning, basil, parsley, and onions. If my kids found out there were onions in there, they'd probably stop eating it. Right. At least Adelaide would. Adelaide doesn't like onions. Zoe doesn't mind onions.
I don't quite put all that in mine, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Like, I'd eat it for sure. Usually mine's pretty simple. Ground beef, ricotta, and I up until the last lasagna I made was using, I'd mix ricotta and cottage cheese. This last lasagna again I made, I used Italian seasoning. But then I just usually get like your basic meat sauce, you know. The way I layer mine is noodle, ricotta and cottage, or just ricotta, meat, shredded cheese, and then same process until the top. That last layer, I feel like just sauce and cheese.
Because okay.
If I put just cheese, I feel like those noodles on top just get too hard or too tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my, like, because all the tomato products and all the meat all end up being put into the sauce, and most of the seasonings end up being put into the sauce. The parsley gets mixed in with the ricotta. I have like three index cards with my recipe on it, and I always have to refer to the index card for the layers. I think I start with the meat, and then noodles, and then spread ricotta on the noodles, another layer of meat. Then I think I do mozzarella, then noodles, then meat. No, noodles, ricotta, then meat. And then I think I top it with Parmesan, if I remember correctly. That's pretty close to how I do it, though. The recipe I go by is called the world's best lasagna from all recipes. I think I always end up making like one layer more than what the recipe tells me to do, because I usually get a really deep disposable aluminum pan. If I stopped where they told me to stop, the pan wouldn't be full enough for me.
Right. So you don't put on the bottom layer, you don't put noodle, you just put sauce.
Correct.
See, I don't know. I feel like that just doesn't hold it together for me.
Yeah.
Like when I'm going in there with the spatula, I want something to hold the bottom.
My sauce is usually pretty thick. Like when I do the sauce, it's pretty thick, and the ricotta gets like an egg or two mixed in with it too, that holds it together. I'd say 75% of the time, the first piece of lasagna comes out maybe a little bit sloppy, but everything after that comes out pretty picturesque.
We'll have to do a lasagna off.